United Nations agencies warn Sudan is at a breaking point after more than 15 months of conflict because of what they call a crisis of neglect. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. Text in 321. The United Nations Children's Agency reports the extent of the horrors and atrocities inflicted upon children in Sudan is going unnoticed because it is not being reported. UNICEF says the crimes committed against children go unnoticed because aid agencies have very limited access to the country's hotspots. And it says the news that trickles out is not good. Speaking from the capital, Khartoum, UNICEF spokesman James Elder says he's spoken to people who have witnessed the suffering and violence to which children are being subjected.
Yesterday in Khartoum, I spoke to a senior medical worker who gave an insight into the magnitude of sexual violence during this war. She explained she has had direct contact with hundreds of women and girls, some as young as 8 years old, who have been raped. Many have been held captive for weeks on end.
He says thousands of children have been killed or injured in the war, while sexual violence and military recruitment are increasing. The International Organization for Migration reports heavy rains and flooding are creating new hardships for thousands of people already suffering from the ongoing conflict. Speaking from Port Sudan, IOM Sudan Chief of Mission Mohamed Refat says hunger has reached catastrophic levels on a scale not seen since the Darfur crisis in the early 2000s. UN agencies have said parts of the country are on the brink of famine.
Almost all people displaced across Sudan, 97%, are in areas with acute food insecurity or worse. In the next 3 months, an estimated 25.6 million people will face severe food insecurity as the conflict spreads and coping mechanisms are exhausted. One out of two are struggling to put food on the table every single day.
Rafat says restrictions on humanitarian access are hampering the ability of aid agencies to save lives, particularly during the current rainy season. UN aid agencies say tens of thousands of preventable deaths will occur in the coming months without an immediate, massive, coordinated global response and the funds to mount a huge humanitarian operation. The aid official spoke as efforts continue to get U.S.-sponsored peace talks started in Geneva on Wednesday. On Monday, Tom Perriello, U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, told journalists that the paramilitary rapid support forces have committed to taking part in the talks if the rival Sudanese armed forces also take part. So far, the National Army has not agreed to participate. Perriello also said the U.S. has spent 4 weeks trying to negotiate an agreement for a local ceasefire that would allow humanitarian aid access. This first round of peace talks is expected to last up to 10 days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Yesterday in Khartoum, I spoke to a senior medical worker who gave an insight into the magnitude of sexual violence during this war. She explained she has had direct contact with hundreds of women and girls, some as young as 8 years old, who have been raped. Many have been held captive for weeks on end.
Almost all people displaced across Sudan, 97%, are in areas with acute food insecurity or worse. In the next 3 months, an estimated 25.6 million people will face severe food insecurity as the conflict spreads and coping mechanisms are exhausted. One out of two are struggling to put food on the table every single day.